Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 16 for Friday, August 11th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended slightly higher on Friday as traders squared positions before the weekend. Canola was anywhere from 30 cents to a dollar above unchanged, with the November contract at $506.90 a ton. That's up 70 cents. The market is showing independent strength, though, as tightness in canola stocks has forced the industry to begin rationing this year's canola crop so the country doesn't run out. Advances in U.S. soybeans were supportive for the market. Many sections of Western Canada require more rain, and that helped to prop up prices. However, on the other side of the coin, the Canadian dollar was nearly half a cent stronger compared to its U.S. counterpart, and this made canola less attractive on the international market. Crush margins are at their lowest point since the summer of last year, and losses in soy oil drag down prices. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. Taking a look at the U.S., soybeans were 4 to 5 cents lower with the November contract at $9.45 a bushel. The soybean market tried to stage a rebound after yesterday's bearish USDA report, and it ended slightly higher. However, the agency's massive estimates for this year's crop is still weighing on prices. There are ideas the crop is technically oversold, so there could be a little bit more buying in the near future. Corn was 3 to 4 cents stronger with the December contract at $3.74 a bushel. The market corrected itself slightly after yesterday's steep losses. The USDA projects corn yields of 169.5 bushels an acre, which surprised many. However, there are those who are skeptical the number is really that high, given the scorching weather the U.S. Midwest has suffered through for much of the summer. Signs of bird flu in the Philippines could also be bad news for the livestock sector. The country has already culled 200,000 poultry as a result, so demand for livestock feed could be down. Wheat was 1 cent lower with the September contract in Chicago at $4.39 a bushel. The USDA projected large stockpiles of wheat in the U.S. and around the globe, and that has put some pressure on the market. Weather issues are also weighing down prices as good rains fell over the U.S. southern plains yesterday. The latest estimate for the Russian wheat crop has been raised to 77 to 80 million tons for this year. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 11th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.